All right, welcome back to it on a Tuesday, the eve of impeachment, it seems. 17 of the last count could be different now. I had 17 of the 31 Democrats in swing districts won by Trump now openly supporting. Now openly supporting impeachment, saying they're going to vote for it. Including Alyssa Slotkin. I was at the event yesterday, the town hall event in Rochester Hills. I was there for that. And it was quite an event, I'd say, to the least. It was raucous. It was rowdy. It was obviously a clear delineation of what the two sides are. If you want one thing, you go here. If you want another thing, you go here. But I guess the good news is this. We have a clear choice now. A very clear choice. Joining me now is Ronna McDaniel on the program, the RNC chair. Ronna, welcome back.
Always good to be here. Thanks for having me.
I am surprised the Democrats are moving forward with impeachment on such weak articles of impeachment. I mean, really nothing here. Obstruction of Congress means now if you fight back against impeachment, it's an impeachable offense if you don't just roll over. And abuse of power is so overly broad, it's almost meaningless. And now we know that Chuck Schumer wants to bring fact witnesses to the Senate for a trial. Of course he does, because there are no fact witnesses yet. But going back to Alyssa Slotkin and Max Rose and Haley Stevens and Spanbrenner and all these others around the country, they've made themselves clear. And I don't think that's a bad thing. They've made it very clear, a very clear choice come November of 2020. Yes or no?
Absolutely. I mean, we knew that the majority of Democrats who flipped seats in 2018 ran as moderates. They said, oh, we'll work with the president. We'll be reasonable. We won't elect Nancy Pelosi as speaker. They said all these things to get elected in these districts where Trump won, and now we're seeing their true colors. They're not there to serve the constituents. They're there to serve Nancy Pelosi, who rules their party with an iron fist. They don't challenge her, and she has said, we're going to impeach this president because this is what my base in California, liberal San Francisco, wants. So you in the middle of the country better step in line. And Alyssa Slotkin cares more about San Francisco liberals than she does about the 8th District here in Michigan. And same with Haley Stevens, who has refused to even go on the record, by the way. She hasn't even told her constituents what she's going to do.
I can guess.
But I'm sure Nancy knows. I'm sure Nancy knows what she's going to do.
Sure, I can guess what happens here. I mean, my takeaway of it, Ronna, is simply this. The Democrats would have you believe this is about a phone call on July 25th between Donald Trump and President Zelensky of Ukraine. But it's not between those two presidents. That's not the phone call this is about. The phone call this is about came on November 9th in the early morning hours when Hillary Clinton called Donald Trump to concede that he had won the presidency in 2016. That's the phone call this is really about.
Exactly. And many Democrats were on the record and many news affiliations saying impeachment begins today. And what it's really about is overturning the will of 63 million Americans, because Washington thought we got it wrong, and they think that they're smarter than us, and they think that the middle of America and Michigan and Ohio and Wisconsin, that we're not as smart as they are. So they're going to fix it, and they're going to abuse their power in Congress and try and remove this president and thwart the will of the people. And I just don't think that's what the American people want to see happen, actually, on either side.
Well,
we want elections to decide who our president is.
Sure.
Not the Congress, not Nancy Pelosi and Haley Stevens and Alyssa Slotkin, who are taking away the vote of the people here in Michigan.
Well, the notion that somehow he's an existential threat to the Republic, clearly not the case, because right after they voted for articles of impeachment, they voted for USMCA. And
exactly.
They voted for all these other things. So obviously he's not a big threat to the world or to the country because, hey, we're going to continue and do this business and we got that going on. We want this and that. It's complete nonsense. I think, you know, and I know that the president may not like this idea, having spoken to him here recently a couple of times, but I would say this. He should wear impeachment as a badge of honor. Look at what's gotten done. Tax cuts. The embassy to Jerusalem, the border wall, Right to Try Act, the First Step Act, the Chinese trade deal step one, the Japan trade deal, USMCA, a booming economy. All of these things have gotten done despite the Democrat. Not because of, but in spite of. The Democrats, not one voted for the tax cuts. And yet everyone voted for impeachment. It tells you something pretty clear, doesn't it?
Yeah, and energy independence and wages are up and good judges. Listen, when the president calls them the do-nothing Democrats, he's right. They've done nothing except obstruct and resist and now impeach over something. If anybody looks at it, they go, wait, the president of Ukraine says there was no pressure. Ukraine brought no investigation and the aid was given. So how has anything wrong happened here? It is just ridiculous. It is a farce, but it's based on the partisan leanings of Nancy Pelosi. They have just been determined from day one that they didn't want Donald Trump as president.
Yep.
And they have such a weak field of candidates heading into 2020 that they've said this.
All right, well, let me ask you this.
The only way they're going to win in 2020 is by impeaching this president.
Sure, and I hear that all the time, weak field of candidates. The problem is, and I realize, obviously, you're the RNC chair. You don't think anybody could beat him. But I don't honestly see. There's not like there's a person sitting in the wings. You say if they nominated that person, it could be a real challenge. I mean, I don't see anybody there. And then I look at the repudiation of socialism and these big government programs by the UK here just a few days ago. I'm telling you, that rejection of socialism and big government takeover of everything is coming here as well, Ron. I truly believe it. And I think that it's going to happen. And I think it's obviously very good for your fundraising, too, isn't it? All of this noise and nonsense.
Yeah, we've had great fundraising because there's such support for this president. And I think people think it's so wrong what's happened. I mean, you've never seen a moment where the Democrats have said, hey, we lost the election, but we want to work with this president because, he was the one the American people chose. They've never done that. We've seen a media that said, you know what, the American people chose Donald Trump. We're going to cover him fairly. We're going to talk about the good things that have happened under this administration, but we're going to be fair. 99% of the coverage of this president is negative. It is so lopsided.
Well, it's dishonest.
All the time. What's happened to our country that they won't even work with him?
It's not just lopsided. It's dishonest. I mean, these people peddled around the Steele dossier over and over and over again, and now we know from a host of sources, it's never been verified. It's all bunk. It's all garbage. Michael Horowitz threw it all out. And the Democrats a week ago were doing a victory lap, and all of a sudden they realized, well, wait a second. He didn't say very flattering things. No, he didn't. It's not like it's 17 clerical errors. It's 17 big problems with the FBI, three different groups. It's all been rigged and biased and against this president. So anyhow, tomorrow in Michigan, Battle Creek, the big rally, the Merry Christmas rally in Battle Creek. It could be a huge day. He could be impeached and then be at a Christmas rally the same day. I mean, it's kind of a big deal. I expect you'll be here as well. I'll be down there covering it as well. I'll give you the last word.
Well, of course I'll be here. Everyone can still come. DonaldJTrump.com. Let's show support for this president and make sure that Democrats know that they don't get to decide the will of the people that we do. Elections matter, and they're not going to nullify 63 million votes without us fighting.
Got that
back.
Right.
And the first way to start is by showing up at the rally tomorrow and supporting the president.
You got it. Ronna McDaniel, always a pleasure. RNC chair, I'm sure we'll talk to you again soon, but I'll see you on Wednesday.
Thank you.
There you have it. Ronna here doing her level best to tell the truth. 41 after on the Steve Gruber Show. You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me, and I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Being a business owner is tough, but it's also rewarding. Hard work, dedication, a commitment to entrepreneurship have provided this state with a strong economy. I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber. Too many times state government will try to enact burdensome legislation and regulations that hurt businesses without listening to their concerns first. As a leading voice for business in Michigan, we make sure their voice is heard and their concerns are addressed. Listening, understanding, and advocating is how we provide solutions. Not only is this the right thing to do, but it's also the smart thing to do to keep Michigan's economy moving forward. At the Michigan Chamber, we will always stand up for business.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Opioid addiction can affect anyone, any neighborhood, any day.
It happened to me.
I'm recovering.
I lost my son.
1 in 4 patients on long-term painkiller therapy struggles with addiction. But together, we can stop the cycle and end this deadly epidemic. Learn more at michigan.gov/stopoverdoses. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.